Forbes contributor Keld Kinsen wrote about this recently, and his fundamental point was IQ matters less than what he called emotional, moral, or body intelligence. From a broad perspective, what do you think about that idea?
Where he pits a lot of his argument is on a piece of research that came from Carnegie Institute of Technology. And they put 85% of someone's success in a bucket they called human engineering. Things like ability to write to people, connect with people, negotiate well with people. And while we could argue is 85% accurate, I think the point's valid. That what really contributes to people's success long term is their ability to connect and relate to other people.
The most interesting of these, I think, is probably this idea of body intelligence. How does exercise and just listening to what your body is telling you position you for success?
What he's capturing, I think, is your presence with other people. Another piece of research that was done quoted a researcher, and he studied what made managers successful. And at the end of the study, he had this kind of throwaway question he was just curious about. And he said, you know, when you leave your boss, do you feel like you have more energy or less energy? Turns out that question was the question, because the most significant contributor success of a manager was how the person felt when they were done. Body intelligence, as you talked about, very much relates to that. If you've got high energy and you're fully rested and you're fully engaged, you're more likely to not only have that energy inside, but share that with others.
Emotional intelligence is another piece of this. Let's talk about what that is.
Okay, so let me offer to you that emotional intelligence, empathy, is really the same thing as curiosity. I was interacting with this president of a division several years ago, and they said, can you go in and take a look at my culture? So I go through my process of interviewing folks and getting a sense of how are things, and I go back to him, and I said, hey, your culture, actually, it's in good shape, and more importantly, your people described you as really empathetic, kind of high on emotional intelligence. And he looked at me and he kind of squinted. He said, I don't mean to be rude, but I don't think I'm empathetic at all. Work is work and personal is personal, and I don't want to mix the two. And so his clock's ticking and it's quiet in his office. And finally he says, but there is one thing I do. I think the most important thing you can do with anyone is ask them about the work they do. And the light bulb goes off for me that curiosity and empathy, emotional intelligence, are really the same thing. And people that are good at that, they're really successful. They really try and understand others around them, and that makes them more effective.
If you don't have that, can you fake it?
You can fake it by getting a set of questions that you practice asking. Find a set of questions that you are genuinely interested in. That's one. My second big principle on being curious, it's never the first question that shows you're curious. It's the follow-up question. It's responding to their answer. If you do those two things, you'll be seen as having high emotional intelligence. And who knows, you might actually start to build that muscle a little bit.
You've been listening to Brandon Smith, our resident expert on working and careers. Thank you for your time, Brandon.
Always my pleasure.